President Obama is also in the Midwest this week talking about the economy on his White House to Main Street tour. Today he made several stops in southeastern Iowa, in counties where unemployment is well above the state average. He spoke first at a wind turbine blade manufacturing plant in Fort Madison, Iowa. Then he visited an organic farm, and he held a town hall in Ottumwa. We're going to get the economic outlook now from two local business owners, starting with Susan Welch Saunders in Fort Madison. She's co-owner of the Ivy Bake Shop and Cafe, which has two branches with about 26 workers.
Definitely, we have felt a slowdown, but I feel like just in the last month, we're feeling an upswing. It was a really, what we call an old-fashioned Iowa winter, So it was hard for people to get out and come downtown and have lunch. So our January through March was quite slow this year.
And now you're saying you're seeing an uptick. Is that just more people walking in the door? Are they spending more money? What do you see?
Yes, definitely more people coming in the door. I think instead of being a little conservative and maybe not getting the dessert with lunch, they're spending a little bit more. So I'm very encouraged.
Maybe that's the leading economic indicator right there. Do people go for the coconut cream pie?
Exactly. I think when people were trying to be more cautious, you know, maybe they would have a cup of soup, half a sandwich, and a glass of water, and that was lunch. But we're definitely seeing, you know, where people are coming with groups, you know, enjoying a full lunch.
Ms. Saunders, during those down months, did you have to lay people off?
We did not. We, you know, had people come in a little later in the morning or leave a little sooner once, you know, the main lunch was over. But I did not cut anyone. That would have been really difficult. I would have hated to do that. So I'm grateful we were able to kind of ride through it.
Well, I can't let you go without asking what the most tempting thing you have on the bake counter today is.
Well, we have a caramel apple tart, which is kind of our signature dessert. And then we have a two-layer chocolate raspberry cake that is really decadent, and people love that.
Well, Susan Saunders, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
That's Susan Welch Saunders, co-owner of the Ivy Bake Shop and Cafe in Fort Madison, Iowa. About 90 miles away in Ottumwa, Steve Carroll owns Carroll Distributing and Construction Supply, and he says the recession meant his business was down about 30%.
It made for some uncomfortable decisions in regards to employees. Most small businesses that I'm aware of, there was layoffs that we had to take that didn't want to, but were pretty much forced to.
Yeah. How many folks did you have to lay off?
Around 30.
Out of how many?
Out of about 130 at that time.
Wow. So about not quite a quarter of your workforce.
Pretty close to that, yes.
Well, that's got to hurt everybody.
Like I said, it was good people that we had to let go, but we had to look out for the overall good of the company and the rest of employees and make sure that we were going to make it through till things improved.
Yeah. Do you get the sense that they're improving now?
Yes, we're seeing an uptick in the economy. We're hoping to finish the year maybe 20 to 30% ahead of last year, which is not our best year ever, but it'll certainly be better than where we've been.
Now, would that mean, Mr. Carroll, that you'd be able to rehire some of the folks you laid off?
Yes, we've already started doing that. We've probably hired back 10 people so far this year.
The Obama administration has said that in the stimulus package, there was more money for small business, especially for rural America, more loans that are available. Have you seen any of that?
I've not seen any of that at this time, and other small business owners that I've talked to echo the same thing, that they're not seeing any of that trickle down. In fact, I've heard just the opposite, that it's still extremely difficult for most businesses to be able to get a loan. The money is not there like it used to be at all.
Mm. Well, Mr. Carroll, what do you think? Is the worst over in terms of your business?
We feel it's bottomed out at this time. We feel like it's getting better. My concern at this time is with a lot of the spending our government is doing, you've got to pay for that somehow. So I'm afraid it'll either come back to haunt us a little bit in the future, or it's just going to suppress the type of recovery that we would like to be seeing even right now.
Well, Mr. Carroll, good to talk with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Steve Carroll is president of Carroll Distributing and Construction Supply in Ottumwa, Iowa. That's one of the towns President Obama visited today. You're listening to NPR.